Welcome back to the Born a Ball podcast. Before I kick anything off, forgive me for my voice. Currently battling a little cold, but, you know, just got to hope I can bounce back. I want to wish you guys a happy Friday and a happy first football weekend. So we got college football Saturday, NFL Friday, Sunday, and Monday. So hopefully you guys enjoy that. Today we're going to be recapping the Chiefs versus Ravens. Going to talk about one of the greatest movies I might have just ever watched, Pat Surtain and Tremaine Edmonds' new contract, NFC predictions plus the playoffs and my Super Bowl prediction, college football slate games to watch plus winners, NFL slate winners, and, of course, the outro. Now, let's start it off with Chiefs versus Ravens. It was a good game. Can't lie, as a Chiefs fan, it was a beautiful game. Can't speak for non-football, non-Chiefs and Ravens fans. For me, I really enjoyed the game as a Chiefs fan because we won. If we lost, I'd be upset. But before I really dive into the game, if you guys remember on Monday, I told you to tail this bet I had. It was Mahomes over 258.5 yards. Pacheco and Derrick Henry at anytime touchdown scores. And Zay Flowers under 52.5. Excuse me, 53.5. And by God, did it hit. For $200, I got $2,253 back. Big money. Don't know what I'm going to do with it this weekend, but struggling to get the withdrawal. But trust me, I'm going to get that in my bank soon. But yeah, I told you guys to tail it. Don't know if any of you guys care to even think about it, but trust me, I was shitting bricks. The butt was clenched every time Lamar dropped back. I got scared, I wouldn't lie to you. Safe Flowers had maybe 30 yards the first half. I thought it was an easy busted bet, but God is great. It's settled, it's over. Your boy won. But let's get into the game. It was really good. Isaiah Likely is that guy for sure. He will quickly replace Andrews as that tight end one. I think it'll be very soon. Derrick Henry's debut was just an eh for me. I've always thought he's never really played well against the Chiefs, except for maybe one or two games. The Ravens' offensive line was flat out embarrassing. Chris Jones was eating them alive. If this performance sustains, I don't know if Lamar wins MVP because I don't know if Lamar stays healthy. He had 16 carries and 122 yards on the ground, which is very impressive. He threw the ball 41 times. 41 times, and it didn't even feel like it. But, I mean, gosh, I don't know how they survive if the O-line keeps the performing like this. You would think Derrick Henry would get his. I really don't think he got his. Just wasn't an eye-popping performance I thought it would be from the Ravens' run game. That O-line was embarrassing. And it really wasn't eye-popping for me, you know. I thought this run game would dominate, you know. And they had their fair share of good drives, good plays, but it wasn't what I expected. And when you have six games, four of them against Myles Garrett and TJ Watt-led defensive lines, I don't know, man. I'm not really confident in this team. But like I said, Isaiah Likely, he said postgame, he believes this is the worst they will be all season. And if the Chiefs were to catch them again, it'd be unfortunate for the Chiefs. I think it would be the same way for the Ravens. I think this was the worst the Chiefs have played. I'll get into them in a second. But for the Ravens, man, I don't know. I think they still will get a second seed in the AFC or third if Houston is like that. But I wasn't really all the defense. Kyle Hamilton didn't play as well as I think Kyle Hamilton can. Roquan Smith was playing like a monkey. No racism, but I mean, come on, man. Keep it classy. Almost got his ass beat by a four-string tight end. And for their D-line, it showed up a little for sure. But yeah, man, the Ravens, I'm still confident on being good. Isaiah Likely had 9 catches for 111 yards and a touchdown. Nick Bolton got, somebody asked what Nick Bolton's favorite color was, and they responded with blur. He just got flat out dogged that play. 2 jukes. Beautiful catch, I can't lie to you. But yeah, Derrick Henry just really didn't catch me off. Shout out for the touchdown, but I still trust the run game. But 41 passes, I really didn't expect that. I didn't even realize they threw the ball 41 times. I don't see that him sustaining that. I just don't see how he's healthy, man. If this is the way, if he's going to continue to sustain. 16 carries, constantly getting pursued, 41 attempts, 3 yards. I mean, I really don't see how he stays healthy, unfortunately, if they can't fix nothing. And John Harbaugh, don't even get me started on John Harbaugh. He coached a terrible game, taking timeouts on first down plays in the third quarter. Well, you will be, trust me, you would be so much better off just losing 10 yards instead of taking a timeout that would be perfect for the end of the game, which they needed. After Rashad Bateman's beautiful catch near the inside the red zone, they could have taken a timeout. They had to run up there, and they had to get the ball out fast, and it was just a mess by John Harbaugh. I didn't like the offensive game plan. Too many screens. Just didn't seem like what the Ravens' performance I thought they would have had tonight. But, yeah, I expect them to still be very good. But for the Chiefs, I'm really satisfied with the way they looked. You know, Patrick Mahomes probably will not be a top 15 game from him this season. But I think the O-line did well. Isaiah Pacheco for sure stepped up, man. That play where everybody thought he was down, but he just quickly rolled off three defenders was beautiful. Carson Steele, Samaje Perine got theirs tonight. I expect a beautiful three-man rotation between those three. As for Travis Kelce, for anybody that took him in fantasy, poor you. Think he's really will decline, but I still think he can get 1,000. It's just going to become very hard as he gets older. For Rashid Rice, though, man, he ate it up. I mean, the way he looked pregame, everything, head to toe, this guy balled out tonight. I mean, just a beautiful game. He had 7 catches for 103 yards. Xavier Worthy had 2 touchdowns and 69 yards from scrimmage. I mean, missing Hollywood Brown, these two stepped up enormously. I mean, it was just a beautiful game by both of them. Xavier Worthy broke my expectations for what I expected game one. I had no expectations for Xavier Worthy. But he for sure outshined him, I can't lie. Rashid Rice is doing everything I expected him to do. I think he's going to take a huge step up. As defensively, Chris Jones just flat out dominated. I mean, if we talk about top tier defensive tackle play, that's it right there, man. Clearly, I think he's my number one, no doubt. All love and respect to Dexter Lawrence, but I think Chris Jones is just a different beast, man. He was just picking and choosing the Ravens offensive line every other play like it was a buffet. This play, he felt like getting lining up on a tackle. This play, lining up on Ronnie Stanley. And speaking of Ronnie Stanley, the illegal formation stuff, I didn't have no clue. That was a rule change. But yeah, I feel like that's pretty embarrassing. After the first 2 penalties, that shouldn't happen again. But back to the Chiefs defense. The linebackers played well, in my opinion. Leon Chanel had a really good game. Drew Tranquill did his stuff. Nick Bolton. Outside of Isaiah Likely, he played himself a good game. Defensively, Felix. I'm not going to pronounce his last name. It's too late. He had a nice little tackle for loss. George Karfalafidis. Forgive me, man. I'm just terrible with names. But yeah, he had himself a good game as well. I just loved everything I've seen. Trick McDuffie looked good. Jalen Watson stepped up huge. He should have had an interception. I mean, it was just a beautiful game, I'm not going to lie. Yes, the score might show otherwise, but I think offensively we could have had way more points. We scored too many field goals, punted the ball way too many times when we were given opportunities. So for sure, I think they're going to step it up against Cincinnati. It's going to be interesting next week. Like I said, I'm going to pick Kansas City every game this year. As for the Ravens, don't know who they play next week, but I'm confident they'll get the win. They might blow them out. But both teams look good. As of now, my AFC Championship prediction still is Houston versus KC. But Baltimore keeps, you know, if Baltimore can just figure something out with the O-line, Harbaugh can get a brain, and defensively, they can somehow sustain what they did tonight. I think they can beat Houston, and I think they can return back to the AFC Championship. Hell, I mean, if the O-line plays better and Lamar continues to play well, they can very much have the one seed again. But yeah, it was a good night. Great way to kick off the season. Loved it, enjoyed it. Football's back. And man, we are blessed. And before we dabble into any more football, any more sports, man, I just want to take a moment to talk about The Batman 2022. I remember when this film came out, it was during my stretch of not wanting to go to the movies or watch a single superhero movie. COVID really beat my ass, and I just really didn't feel like going to the theaters, and it was bad for a very long time, until maybe 2023, so I didn't go see Batman when it came in theaters. I didn't really feel the hype, and I said I was just going to wait till it got to HBO Max. And once it did get to HBO Max, I was excited. I got home, immediately turned it on, and I kept it on for around 15 minutes until something distracted me. I can't tell you what it was, but something just got in the way, and I can't remember, but I didn't turn the game, I didn't turn the movie back on at all, and I completely forgot about it, and I didn't care. It wasn't until Tuesday night where I was like, you know what, I have nothing better to do, let me turn the Batman on. And I would say 10 minutes in, I realized I wouldn't regret this. It's a 10 out of 10 easily. I think it's the greatest superhero movie ever. I had somebody tell me Deadpool's better. That is just a flat out lie. What can I say? That's just embarrassing. Anyways, I think it's 10 out of 10. I think it's the greatest Batman movie ever. I can't wait for the sequel. I think just the score, the music score, the performances. Robert Pattinson, man. I mean, like I said, forgive me if I messed up his name, but beautiful performance. I mean, take a bow. I fell in love with the character immediately. Like, he cooked up. I mean, God, Zoe Kravitz. Beauty. Just, I mean, all around, just a great film, man. And probably in a few weeks down, a few months when I'm bored again, I probably will rewatch it. That's how good it was. The Riddler gave a good performance. The Joker tease at the end. It got me hooked. I want the movie tomorrow. I want the second tomorrow. But unfortunately, that can't happen. I can't wait for the second one. I think this is going to be the best Batman trilogy by the end of it. Very well, people be in an argument to have the best trilogy in all the superhero movies by the end of it. Don't know where they're gonna go with the third one, but the second one I have very much hype for. Yeah, but I mean, overall, just a beautiful movie. If you haven't seen it yet, go watch it. I mean, you wouldn't think 10 years ago you wouldn't think the vampire from Twilight wouldn't be a top two Batman of all time. Of course, Christian Bale's with him, but he cleared everybody in the competition. No George Clooney, no Ben Affleck, no whoever the hell else, man. He gave a 10 out of 10 performance, 10 out of 10 movie. Hell, maybe even 11 out of 10. Just pure beauty, man. I can't wait. Just 10 out of 10. I just had to come and rant about that. Such a good movie, guys. If you haven't watched it, go see it. It is the greatest superhero movie of all time. Probably the best movie in all 2022. Probably the best movie this decade, the 2020s. Just a beautiful movie. I was hooked from the start to finish. I didn't want to leave my seat. I didn't want to touch my phone. It's very hard for movies to get me like that, but the Batman 2022 had me just like that. Back to football talk real quick, guys. Patrick Surtain and Trent Williams both got paid this week. Patrick Surtain got 4 years, $96 million, 77 million guaranteed, making him the highest paid DB ever, while Trent Williams got 3 years, $82 million with $48 million guaranteed. Two people who I think are the top of their position, cornerback one and tackle one, getting big paydays. Now for Trent Williams, he is in his late 30s. But as the Niners are in a Super Bowl window, I can't blame you for paying him, man. The goal is a Super Bowl. You went twice in the last 5 years failing, and you just don't want to lose your top tackle, man. I mean, I really don't blame them. As for Pat Surtain, the Broncos, I really can't. I mean, there's no denying this. You're not just going to let the best cornerback even get sniffed close to free agency. So I can't disagree with the numbers. He is going to eat again this year. I think easy all pro, in my opinion. As long as injuries don't get in the way, he will lead Broncos to a, I think, decent defense. And if everything clicks for that team, they can very much sneak into a 7 or 6 seed if it clicks. But Pat Surtain, Trent Williams, congratulations on the payday. Dinner is on you. All right, guys, in the intro, I clearly forgot to mention today is Friday Mailbag. These are questions sent by you, the listeners, the followers on Twitter. Of course, Twitter is at WannaFlow, WNNAFLO underscore. Hit me up on there. Every Thursday, I will try to tweet out around mid-afternoon a mailbag for you to ask your questions about anything. Of course, keep them sports general related or fit them to a certain criteria. Too many weird questions for sure today. Next week, we'll shoot for some better ones. But let me get out the best questions out right now. Tyreek asks, who is my dark horse playoff team? This is a good ass question. Off record wise, when I get to the NFC later, it's not going to seem like that because at the end of the day, I really don't believe in them. Even though I do, I don't believe in the schedule they got and the opponents. I believe in a lot more teams than them. But if I had to choose a dark horse, it's a dark horse for a reason. And that is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They are my dark horse division winner. I think if Baker Mayfield, Mike Evans, and Cole lock in, they can take the South. I got the Falcons winning it. I'll talk about that later on. But I have the Falcons winning it. But I think they are my dark horse playoff team. They can sneak into a seventh spot for sure if everything clicks in Tampa Bay and other teams fall. But I think the NFC West is deep. Same for the, I mean, the NFC East is going to give you two playoff teams. The North can give you three caliber playoff teams. If the Bears, I think the Bears are playoff caliber for sure. The West can give you three. I mean, it's a stacked NFC for sure. I mean, I think the level of competition in the NFL is at the highest it's ever been. And I'm really excited for this season. But my dark horse playoff team would for sure have to be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Next question, Brian asks, who do you think will be the most disappointing team in the NFL this season? I think it will be the Buffalo Bills. I see people still predicting them to win the Super Bowl, go to the Super Bowl, let alone make the playoff. I don't have them do none of that. I believe in Josh Allen, but I don't believe in the rest of the team. Now, by the end of week one, when they play the Cardinals and they look great, will I backtrack this? Yes. But as of right now, I don't think that team, I don't believe in them at all. Just don't. I think they are the third best team in the East, but if you were to pick them to win, I'd understand because they've been there before. The Jets are still iffy to some people, and the Dolphins, you don't know if you can count on them. But I think the most disappointing team will be the Buffalo Bills. I think Josh Allen will look good still, but as a team, this will be a rebuild year. Sean McDermott, it'll be a tough year for the Bills, but I think they can bounce back in the next year. Next question, Caden asks, going into the season, do you think the Denver Broncos are underrated or overrated? Consensus has been in the running for the first pick. I think they are underrated. I really do believe in the Broncos. They very well could be the second team in the West or third. I have the Raiders fourth. I believe in Bo Nix, very much grandpa of rookies. I think if everything clicks, man, Sean Payton, he can call good plays. I mean, Javonte Williams, I think he steps up this year. Cortland Sutton. I like the Broncos. They beat the Chiefs last year. They split with them. I think there's a slim possibility they can do it again. I don't see them in the running for the first pick. I think when I think of the bad teams, I think Raiders are worse than them. Vikings, for sure. I'd probably say the Seahawks are worse than them. I think the Commanders, Giants, Saints, Panthers are all worse than them. I very much do believe in the Broncos, but if they are bad, I think it's a good thing. I for sure think they can add another weapon, either being Tet McMillan or Luther Burden. I think they could very much add a wide receiver in this draft class to go along with Cortland Sutton. But yeah, either way, if they do over succeed, it'd be good. But if they stay around that, I guess, what, that 10 to 13 seed range, I think it'll be good. I think, the biggest thing they need to see is improvement from the team, play calling, and just seeing flashes in Bo Nix, But yeah, I do believe they are for sure underrated. All right, next question. Go ask, who do you think is the most overhyped team going to the NFL season? That's a very good question, Ghoul. Overhyped. I think, in terms of overhyped and what I saw tonight, oh God. I'm gonna just say the Ravens. If you asked me this the day before tonight, where the game transpired, I personally would have went a different route. But with the O-line performance, with the defense looking a little shaky at times, I must say the Ravens. I don't think the Ravens would be as good as advertised. Granted, they have multiple weeks to change that, but as of right now, my stance is the Baltimore Ravens is the most overhyped team. Just didn't like the way Harbaugh coached tonight. Of course, he could fix that, but I just really don't think the O-line can improve. Let's say make some trades. But it's in season. It's hard to do that, man. I don't see this team improving. O-line improving, excuse me. But that team needs an O-line because Lamar can't afford another 16-carry game. His body can't afford to throw the ball 41 times and get hit nearly 10 out of his 16 carries because the O-line can't block. I mean, like I said, you're in a division and you're in the NFC, AFC North where you got to play T.J. Watt twice, Myles Garrett, and you got to play the Bengals twice. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be very hard, and the O-line needs to lock in. But for the answer, I will go with the Ravens be the most overhyped team. Even though I still see them as a top three AFC team, I think they are overhyped because of what I just saw tonight. Next question. Dave, aka Pop-Tart Man, asks $50 million or dinner with Patrick Mahomes. This is easy. I'm going with dinner with Patrick Mahomes. I mean, I think I can be a very convincing guy where, half a billion dollar man, Patrick Mahomes himself can, you know, maybe slide me a deal with T. Mahomes. I can get some money walking out of that dinner. I get a dinner with the greatest quarterback of all time, the greatest NFL player of all time. I come out with some wisdom and possibly some money. I'll take that any time over $50 million. I will gain so much knowledge talking to the greatest of all time. I mean, come on, bro. It's going to be a nice dinner. Next question, Jax King asks, do I believe in the Jets this season? Very much do. If Aaron Rodgers stays healthy, I believe in the defense, and I believe in that offense. I think Aaron Wilson takes off this year. Same with Breece Hall. I believe in the team. They have a really good structure. The problem is you're depending off a 40-year-old quarterback who just came off an Achilles tear. That is scary. If things go wrong and Rodgers gets hurt, I still believe in the team, actually. I don't know who their backup is off the top of my head. Forgive me. I don't think it's Mike White. Regardless, I think they would be still above water. Not as good, but above water without A-Rod. But I do believe they're hype, you know. I'm all for the Jets train, especially Breece Hall, Garrett Wilson, Sauce Gardner, Quinn Williams. I like that team a lot. As next question, Owen asks, how big is that hashtag wanna hammer? Can't say too much, brother. But it ain't about how big it is. It's about how you use it. But I do got some size to it, man. Don't think I'll ever answer a question like this again, but, you know, thank you for the question, man. Next question is Joshua asks, why is Jalen Hurts going to win MVP? If Jalen Hurts wins MVP, it's because he's going to lead the Eagles to a 1 seed, if not a 2 seed. That offense is going to be top 5 with A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Saquon Barkley. He's going to eat on the ground. I think it's very much off-team record-wise. If he can win the East, he gets that 1 seed. I very much can see him being in the MVP conversations. Yeah, he has the talent. I mean, he's great on the ground. He's got great weapons, a good arm. If Nick Sirianni can lock in, they for sure can get Jalen Hurts in the MVP conversation. And I think team record and will for sure get him in there. His talent, team record will give him the MVP. In other questions, I am for sure team BCR. No, I am not a bitch. I think I'd have to go Mev for sure. And lastly, I would take it straight to jail, son. Those are some of the questions I really don't want to address straight up, but I do want to give an answer to. But yeah, that was it for today's Friday Mailbag Edition. I'll catch you guys next week. Of course, as always, submit your questions on Thursday mid-afternoon when I upload the tweet. Give me the questions. More sports related. No, ask me NBA anything. You know, we're going to get in there. Don't ask me no crazy shit, though. Nothing about Diddy. I don't mess with that. That is censored on this podcast. P. Diddy. No. No questions about that, man. All right, now let's finish up the NFL prediction. Lastly, with the NFC, let's kick it off with the NFC East. For my division winners, I'm going to have to go with the third seed Eagles, going 12-5. Team MVP, Jalen Hurts. I think this team is easily a top five team in the league. Throwing them, I think they are, unfortunately, the third best team behind San Francisco and Green Bay. I think so. But they are going to be really good. I think Jalen Hurts can be in MVP conversations for sure. A.J. Brown, always reliable. He will eat. Devontae Smith, I expect a big year out of Devontae Smith. Saquon Barkley, man, in the backfield. I think it very well can be good. Jason Kelce, of course, off the O-line, but Lane Johnson's still there. Still that solid O-line. We're going to get a lot of push. I believe in this team so much. Third seed isn't bad when you're behind the Niners and Packers. Those top three teams are really good. And being third isn't bad for sure. They will walk away with the division, in my opinion. They're going to eat this year. And I wouldn't be shocked if they're back in the Super Bowl in February. But we'll see how I have that later. For the second in division, I got the sixth seeded Cowboys going 11-6. Team MVP, my offensive player of the year winner, CeeDee Lamb. Had an amazing season last year. Pure beauty. He runs it back on a new contract with Dak, who is seeking his contract. Of course, they got Ezekiel Elliott back. That's going to be interesting to watch. Their offense, I think, will still succeed. I think they will do really good. Jake Ferguson at tight end. I think it's going to be a good year for the Cowboys, but they're going to be a regular season team. I still don't believe what they will do in January. Like, it really is disappointing every year that They will findle away. They will disappear in January. Really unfortunate, man, for all the Cowboys, Lakers, and Yankees fan. Sorry, I know that joke is terrible, but you know, just had to get it out. But got a feel for those guys. Luckily, the Longhorns are good this year, so if any Cowboys fans support the Longhorns, you got that. Defensively, Micah Parsons leading the team again. For sure, defensive player of the year candidate. For the rest of the defense, can't speak on that, man. Gonna let those guys ball out. Gonna watch for sure Sunday when I hear Tom Brady. I hear the devil in my ear when they play the Browns. I think they should beat the Browns. We'll talk about that later. Yeah, they're gonna have a good regular season, but all that matters is January. And later I'll talk about what happens to them in January. Next, for the third spot in the East, I have the 12th seeded Commanders. Oh, their record, my God. I think I have them going 5-12, if I'm not mistaken. And yeah, team MVP, Jaden Daniels. Forgive me. He very well can win Offensive Rookie of the Year. I don't think he does. I think Caleb Williams walks away with it, but he's gonna give a good performance and a good argument. He's got Terry McLaurin, Brian Robinson Jr., Brian Thomas Jr., excuse me, Austin Eckler. I think the Commanders can be sneaky good this year. Don't think they can make the playoffs, but they for sure can be a 8-9 seed team by the end of it. I think that's their peak. I don't see them making the playoffs, but their peak for sure is somebody we're looking at week 15 with, hey, there's a few things that can go their way, and they're in the playoffs. I believe in Jaden Daniels. I can't wait to watch him play. For sure, just a great player. It's going to be good to watch him. Yeah, that's who I got for the third and last in the division. I got the 4-13 Giants. Your team MVP, Dexter Lawrence. Top two D tackle in the league, Dexter Lawrence. Looking to get an all-pro campaign this year. As for the rest of the team, Malik Nabers. He's going to have a great rookie season. With who throwing him the ball? Daniel Jones. DJ, I just really don't know what to expect this time. I'm just not a believer, man. He's going to have to prove people wrong. Brian Daboll's job depends on it. A lot of people in the organization depend on Daniel Jones to ball out this season, or it might be a complete revamp. And they enter a new next year with a new QB, which I very much expect. Could it be Shedeur Sanders? Quinn Ewers? Who knows? But with the 4-13 record, they will be picking top five. And I for sure think that would put them in a prime position to replace Daniel Jones eventually. Now let's move on to the NFC North. For the first in the North and your first seed, the 14-3 Green Bay Packers. Team MVP, Jordan Love. This is my third person for MVP behind Patrick Mahomes and CJ Stroud. I think Jordan Love is going to have an amazing season. I think he very well can lead the t he can lead the league in passing TDs. I think it's gonna be a great year for him, man. He's got a great core. Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs, Devontae Wicks. I mean, it's gonna be a great year. Josh Jacobs joins the picture. Matt LaFleur back at the helm of coaching. It's gonna be a great year for the Packers for sure. I think they regain all that momentum they lost post A-Rod, and I think they very well can take it to the. We'll talk about that later. We'll talk about where they can end up in the playoffs. For the second in the division, I got the 5th-seeded Lions going 13-4. I think it will be a battle with the Packers all season. For team MVP, I got the whole team. I try to think about it. I really couldn't give a name. I think this team is going to be very. I think this roster is stacked. I think they're going to gem right. They're going to match really well together. It's going to be a great year for the Lions. I don't have them winning the division, but they for sure can make it to the Super Bowl, and it wouldn't shock me. Anything the Lions do this season won't shock me, except being bad. I have a lot of expectations for them. Don't have them winning the division, of course, but I have expectations for the team to be good. If they don't, it'll break my heart. Dan Campbell, please lock in, brother. I'm trying to see something special. All right, for the 8th-seeded and 3rd-place spot in the North, I got the 9-8 Bears. Team MVP, Caleb Williams. This is a team that for sure can sneak into the playoffs. They're right course, if you can't tell, they are right there at the 8th seed, barely out of it. Unfortunate, but I think this is a positive though. If you can get 8 or 9 seed with a positive record, it is a big step up, especially if Caleb Williams was Offensive Rookie of the Year and he has an amazing season. You're gonna go into 2025 eager. It's gonna be great. I mean, he's got Roma Dunze, Keenan Allen, DJ Moore. He's got DeAndre Swift in the backfield. Cole Kmet, where are all my Cole Kmet truthers at, dog? He could possibly have a good year. Who knows? Who knows? Jalen Johnson at cornerback after a good payday this summer, if I'm not mistaken. Don't get me wrong. I'm pretty sure though. I'm pretty sure. Montez Sweat. It's gonna be a good year for the Bears. It's gonna be a big improvement. They might not make the playoffs, but I think they will have a positive record and it will look good this year. Caleb Williams for president. Last in division, I got your 4-13, 15th seeded Vikings. The J.J. McCarthy injury, I think, tanks their season. I love Sam Darnold, man. Mr. Mono, man. But I don't see it really working out. Jordan Addison, Justin Jefferson to throw the ball to. T.J. Hockenson officially down the line. Something could turn up for them. But in the stack north, I really don't got it. Try to fix their record around, give them more wins, but I really couldn't see myself doing it. I think Justin Jefferson will put an all-pro year together. Dallas Turner is for sure Defensive Rookie of the Year candidate. He was my runner-up to Laiatu Latu. I think this team has what it takes to get third, but I don't see them making the playoffs. Best I see them as is maybe having a positive record, 9-8 or 8-9. And just barely missing the playoffs. That's the best I see them, but I don't got them making the playoffs, fortunately. And I think they regroup for 2025 with JJ McCarthy. And we'll see that. Now for the NFC South. I got your fourth seeded Atlanta Falcons. Rise up, Dirty Birds. Going 10-7 and winning the South. Team MVP, Bijan Robinson. If I had to give you an all-pro team, good chance I put Bijan Robinson as the all-pro running back. I think he's going to have an amazing year alongside Kirko in the backfield. I think the Falcons take a step up, but I think they get the benefit of the doubt with a, I think, very much mediocre NFC South. I think their only competition is the Bucks if the Bucks can lock in. But for the Panthers and Saints, they are so far gone it's not even funny. The Falcons walk away with this division. Drake London, Kyle Pitts, Kirko, Bijan, the brand new Justin Simmons and Matthew Judon on the defense. They're for sure making a run of it, and they will be back in the playoffs. Rise up, Dirty Birds. I wish I knew the anthem from like 2022 or 21 and seeing that, but I don't got the brain power, man. It's nearly 2 a.m. For the third in the north in the south, I got the 13 seeded Panthers going 4-13. Team MVP Bryce Young. It'll be another meh year for the Panthers, but I don't think it's their fault. I think they're in a good NFC. They can pull right now. They're at 4 wins. I think they could pull off 6, but I just really don't see them. I tried to look over the schedule and give them more wins, but I just couldn't get myself to do it. I think best they could split. I think they could split with every team in the South for sure. That gets you only 3 wins. I think they sweep the Saints. Get you 4. I think they play the Giants on the schedule. I give them that win, but nonetheless, I think they can for sure pull off 5, 6 wins. That's their max though. It's going to be another rebuild year, but I think the biggest thing is seeing Bryce Young take that step, maybe getting to a Pro Bowl level. But yeah, that's for sure the step. I think he's got a great target in Deontay Johnson. He's going to get himself open. Good separation guy. I think Adam Thielen's still back there, so he's got people to throw to. Just got to trust his process on this one. Keep the trust in CJ, my God, forgive me, Bryce Young, and just hope that he can give you a good season. As for last, I got your 13th, your 3-4 Saints going 16 in the NFC. 16 in the NFC will give you the first pick. Derek Carr is getting replaced. Chris Olave is the team MVP. Don't got much to look forward with this team. I think this team is doo-doo butt water. Derek Carr should not be a starter QB, but he makes too much money to be on the bench. But the Saints is going to be unfortunate for the guys in NOLA, man. There's going to be a lot of Twitter spaces. It's gonna be a lot of it's gonna be a lot of heartbreak when Derek Carr stinks up the joint, but like I said, wouldn't put it past them boys. And yeah, that's the NFC South. Let's get to the NFC West. For your division winners, I got the second seeded Niners going 13-4, team MVP, you know it, Christian McCaffrey. Yeah, I have every reason to believe they succeed just like they did last year. Brandon Ayuk after the holdout. Thought he was going to go to the Steelers, but, you know, Mike Tomlin Jr. stays with the 49ers. Debo Samuel's back. George Kittle's back. Trent Williams is there with a new contract. Brock Purdy barely making any money. Nick Bosa, Chase. Just wanted to say Chase Young. but I'm 90% sure he's on the Saints now. Forgive me for that one, but they run it back, man. It's gonna be an interesting year. Don't see them being better than the Packers. See them right there, next to the Eagles. Like I said, my ceiling for them is Super Bowl champions. My floor is first round exit. I think they can get bounced in the wild card. They need to lock in for sure, man. But Kyle Shanahan, forgive me for saying you all. It needs to be Kyle Shanahan who needs to lock in. I'm sorry, this guy's been a long day. So forgive me for my errors, but Kyle Shanahan needs to lock in. If they get back to the Super Bowl and he loses again, I don't know what to do because Kyle Shanahan is a top 10 coach. I say top 5 in the league. And the problem is, who are you going to replace him with? Who are you going to replace him with that can get you to the Super Bowl and win it if he can't do it? So just got to hope in Kyle Shanahan to lock in if the Niners have any chance of winning a Super Bowl. For the second in the West, I got the 7th-seeded Rams going 11-6. Your team MVP, the all-reliable Matthew Stafford. Didn't know who to choose to, but I think with Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua both playing and hopefully being healthy, I think Stafford eats all of that and gets himself in a Pro Bowl season. And he will eat with both of them here. Kyren Williams, Blake Corum in the backfield, most likely splitting carries as both of them, weirdly enough, play special teams. One, I think Corum as a kick returner and Kyren Williams as their punt returner. So it's going to be interesting to watch. Tyler Higbee, the defense, post Aaron Donald is for sure going to be interesting to watch, man. It's been a fat minute since we've seen the Rams without Aaron Donald. It's been nearly, I think it's been 10 years. So it's going to be interesting to see how they replace them. But they did take Florida State defensive end Jared Verse in the first round, and I think he can make an impact day one easily with this team. Sean McVay, top 2 coach in the league. He's going to eat. I believe in this team. I got them as a 7th seed sneaking in, unfortunately. But going 11-6, it's just unfortunate that you're in a stacked NFC. For the 10th seed, I got the Cardinals going 7-10. I got a split team MVP between Marvin Harrison Jr. and Kyler Murray. I like this team a lot, man. God, if I had to reiterate my mailbag question, I'd probably put the Bucks and the Cardinals on the same spot. I gave the Bucks the benefit of the doubt with the division they're in. If they were to be a sneaky team, I think they could very well win a division. But instead, the Cardinals, I wouldn't have winning the division at all. Instead, getting that 7th seed spot. I love the Marvin Harrison Jr. and Kyle Murray connection. I can't wait to see that on Sunday. I think they're going to have a great year. It's for sure going to be interesting to watch. You know, Trey McBride is going to take a huge step up as a tight end this year. James Conner. It's just going to be a very interesting season for the Cardinals. They're going to show mad improvement, though. And I think that's the most important thing. Kyler Murray, after a big injury, you know. Of course, he played in the last few games of the season, but you know, his first full season since his injury, I think it's going to be interesting to watch him, Marvin Harrison Jr., Trey McBride, James Conner. I got like the Cardinals getting 7 wins. They could for sure sneak off 2 more, getting them 9-8 and a very well-known spot for the 7th seed. Lastly, I got the 11th-seeded Seahawks going 6-11, team MVP, DK Metcalf. Last year at this time, I believe I was a big believer in Drew Lock starting over Geno Smith, but I'm pretty sure if you asked 100 people, I would probably look like a dumbass compared to those 100 people. I think everybody wants Geno to start over Drew Lock, but Mr. Lock with the horse cock is in New York, so we don't have to worry about that. As for the Seahawks, Kenneth Walker, shout out to Spartans. You got DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, Geno Smith. But you got defense. They got Devon Witherspoon. I don't see them, you know, making much impact. You know, so at the end of the day, at every end of the season, some team that looks good on paper is going to have to get sent to Cancun in January. So that's unfortunate, but it's the way of the game. And the Seahawks got game this year. And I got them going to getting the 11th seed, so not bad. But still not good. But yeah, let's get into the playoffs as you got the division winning Packers, Eagles, Falcons, and Niners. That will leave us with a pack by the number 5 Lions at the number 4 Falcons. I got the number 6 Cowboys at the number 3 Eagles and number 7 Rams at the number 2 Niners. As for wins, I got your Lions,
beating the Falcons on the road. Sorry, Kirko. It's just how it is. Cowboys losing to the Eagles. Just think it's, this is obvious. Don't trust Dak at all. In January, and last four wild card games, I got your Rams losing to the Niners. That leaves us with divisional games of the Eagles, Niners, and Packers, Lions.
I think that would be one of the best divisional weekends we've ever seen. But as for your winners, I would have the Eagles going on the road beating the Niners, and I would have the Lions losing on the road versus the Packers. It's unfortunate for Dan Campbell & Co. I just think the Packers are better this year. But that will leave us with a Brazil rematch in the NFC Championship. Tomorrow they square off. Well, tomorrow's today, but regardless, they square off Friday night. And, yeah, I got a rematch of this game. And with the winner, go Pack go, I got Jordan Love and the Packers playing the Kansas City Chiefs in New Orleans. I think this game will be very good. But at the end of the day, I got the Kansas City Chiefs winning 35-30. I think the Chiefs three-peat. I don't have no other reason to believe, after especially what I saw tonight versus the Ravens, missing Hollywood Brown, not capitalizing on very good opportunities they should have. I think this team runs the table. Three-peat. It's going to be a very solid year. It's going to be a beautiful year for the Chiefs. But as for the Packers, this is an amazing upgrade for Jordan Love, who people didn't believe in just 2 years ago. In the Super Bowl, losing to the greatest dynasty of all time. Nothing's wrong with that. But at the end of the day, if the Packers did beat the Chiefs, I wouldn't be shocked. Like I said, I have them as the second best team in the league behind the Chiefs. So that would have shocked me. But yeah, that goes my NFL predictions. I think by week 10, this gets flipped on its head and I look dumb for a lot of teams and a lot of records, team MVPs. Pretty sure I look dumb, but you know, it's predictions for a reason, man. So hopefully you enjoyed that. And let's get into some college football, man. It's been a minute, but let's talk over some games to watch plus winners. Not the greatest slate of games this weekend, but they're solid. Especially with this game right here, man. Texas versus Michigan, a top 10 matchup. It's going to be a good one. Got Quinn Ewers versus, I think, the presumed starter, Alex Orji. I'm going to go with Alex Orji. I think he should be the starter. But for my winner, I got Texas winning 24-21, man. Horns up, Quinn Ewers. I think he leads them to success. As for my second game to watch, I got Colorado versus Nebraska. I think this is going to be a really good game. I think it will be high scoring. I got Nebraska winning this 45-38. Dylan Raiola, a.k.a. Little Cuzzo, a.k.a. Fatty Mahomes, a.k.a. Mahomie Jr. I think he eats, dude. He's for sure been the hype. I think he's going to eat. I think he's going to live up to the hype at Nebraska. A big game changer. But for the Colorado squad, I think their defense fails them tonight. Fails them Saturday night. They Shador, Travis Hunter, Jimmy Horn Jr. I think they all show up. As for the defense, I think Shiloh Sanders and the rest of Co. I think they start sending applications in to places like Burger King and McDonald's, man. I think it's time they put the fries in a bag. I don't believe in this defense at all. It is going to be their Achilles heel. It's going to be a bad year for Colorado as long as they have this defense. Led by Shiloh Sanders, once again. Please put the fries in my bag. Next, for a game to watch, man, if you want to see the future national champions, I think you should get ESPN Plus and turn on Missouri versus Buffalo. I got Mizzou winning 49-7. Luther Burden will eat this game. He will climb up the Heisman rankings. Brady Cook will eat this game. It's going to be just a massacre. Give me MIZ easily. It won't even be close. I just had to say this game, man. Go check out your future SEC champions. For another good game to watch on ABC, you got Oklahoma State versus Arkansas. I think Arkansas looked good in our week one game. For sure, blew out. I think it was the Arkansas blind buff. More than I thought. I thought they played closer than most assumed. But, yeah, they showed up and they looked good. But I got Oklahoma State, Nolly Gordon winning this 38-28. I got Georgia Tech versus Syracuse. And this might come as a shocker, but the newly ranked Georgia Tech squad is going to lose to Syracuse. I believe in Colin McCord. I got the game going 28-27 Syracuse. Go Orange, man. I don't know. Georgia Tech might have just got the benefit of the doubt with with FSU, and I think that he recently got done playing Georgia Southern. Forgive me if I'm wrong. Another good game to watch is Big 12 matchup. We got Baylor versus Utah. I got Utah and Cam Rising winning this one 42-21. Iowa versus Iowa State in a low-scoring game. Give me Iowa 20-14. Cal versus Auburn. With Auburn's stacked freshman receiver room, you got to give me Auburn 31-17. As for South Carolina versus Kentucky, I thought South Carolina looked terrible versus Old Dominion. Should have never been that close originally. I got Kentucky winning this by double digits, 34-20. As for my, I think, upset of the week, personally, I got your Illinois squad. Everybody's favorite squad, huh? Big Ten go up versus Kansas. And I got Illinois winning 27-24. Just don't believe in Kansas, man. Not at all. And I think this is where they really show their true colors versus Illinois Saturday. And expect to see that. As for the next two games, I got Tennessee versus NC State. Like I said, NC State didn't look that good last week versus Western Carolina. You got to give me Tennessee this game, 30-13. I think Tennessee clears in a massacre. And to end the night, I think in a really good game until the second half, you got to give me Oregon versus Boise State. I got Oregon winning by three touchdowns, 42-21. Then Ashton Jean team and Boise State keeps with them for a little, but eventually, I think Dylan Gabriel and co. break out and get the dub. Lastly, let's talk NFL Sunday. But first, we have to talk about Friday night. Tonight's game, man. We got the Eagles versus Packers. In Brazil. For my winner of this game, I think I got to go with my NFC Championship prediction. I got the Green Bay Packers, meaning the Philadelphia Eagles. I think both teams will look great offensively, and this will be a very much close game until the end. But you got to give me Jordan Love and co. As for our Sunday slate, we have the Steelers versus the Falcons in a snooze fest. No, I'm kidding. Probably not even the closest snooze fest on week one, but give me the Falcons and Kirko. I don't know if Russell Wilson is clear for sure to start, but if it's Justin Fields, he might play. He might keep it close for two drives. But outside of that, I think the new rebuilt Falcons defense dominates. Kirko looks good. And, yeah. Next up, we got Bills versus Cardinals. When I look at the schedule, I think I'm going to go upset with the Cardinals. I think this will be my upset of the week. Take it to the bank. Give me the Cardinals beating the Bills. Yeah, for sure. Okay, I'm not giving you scores on this, man. And it feels too weird. Plus, I haven't thought about it till just now. Next up, we got the Bears versus Titans. Easily give me the Bears on this one. I think the Titans is, like I said, I have no expectations for this team. I don't know how they'll look when they come out. Very much can keep up with the Bears, but I think Caleb Williams, Roman Dunze, Keenan Allen, DeAndre Swift, and DJ Moore, I think they look great, and they dominate. Next up, we got the Bengals-Patriots. I'm going to go with the Bengals. Jacoby Brissett, yeah, don't believe in the Patriots. Don't think this will be close at all. Next up, we got the Colts versus Texans. Could be a sneaky good game, but I got the Texans winning this one. I got Colts and Texans winning. I got both teams winning, of course. Like I just said, they will split the series. Anthony Richardson will look good week one, but overall, you got to give me the Texans. Give me C.J. Stroud. Give me my runner-up in MVP. Give me my boy C.J. Stroud to win this game. Next, we have what could be an also sneaky good game, as we got the Jags versus Dolphins. Right now, I would go with the Dolphins. I think Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Tua, Odell, Devon Achane, Bradley Chubb, Jalen Ramsey, Javon Holland, all these guys, I think some of them will show up on Sunday, and they'll get the win versus Jacksonville. As for Jacksonville, I expect them to play close, but by the end of it, I think the Dolphins walk away with it, but I think this will be a close game. Trevor Lawrence, Travis Etienne, Gabe Davis, Evan Ingram, they will play well. Joshua Allen is going to, I think, Josh Hines Allen, I think he's going to get a sack, you know. Don't know the odds on that one. I think he's going to get his on Sunday. But for sure, we'll be one of the closest games on Sunday. Give me the Dolphins. Next up, Saints, Panthers. Ew, disgusting. Give me the Panthers. Next, we got the Giants, Vikings. Ugh. Give me Sam Darnold. Give me Mr. Mono. Even though I can see this going either way, I'm going to go with the Vikings off my heart. Giants could pull this off. Very much depends on how Daniel Jones looks, especially with the play calling. Depends on, because Brian Daboll is taking over play calling this year, so it's going to be interesting to see that. You got to give me the Vikings over this one. Shout out Mono, man. Next up, we got Raiders Chargers, I think, in the first game of the Jim Harbaugh era. They take the dub versus the Raiders. Give me them. And for the Broncos Seahawks, give me the Broncos on the road. Shout out Bo Nick. Shout out my boy Izzaloop Caden. You know, as he asked earlier, are they underrated or overrated? I think they're underrated, and they're going to prove that on Sunday when Bo Nick goes in to what I think is Seattle and wins the game. Next up, Tom Brady will be on the call for this one, Browns Cowboys. For sure, I think it's going to be the Cowboys, my offensive player of the year prediction. And winner, CeeDee Lamb will show up in this game. He's going to eat. Trust on that one, Myles Garrett. I think without Nick Chubb, I really kind of don't believe in the Browns. Not a big Deshaun Watson guy. Guy's a creep, and he's just an quarterback nowadays. So, yeah, give me the Cowboys by double digits. That's my lock of the week. Take that to the bank. Cowboys by double digits. Next up, you got Bucks Commanders. Oof. This could likely be a good game. Baker Mayfield, Jaden Daniels, two Heisman winners. Okay. Terry McLaurin, Mike Evans. Oof. Could be a good game, but give me Buccaneers at the end of it. As they look to hopefully and maybe win the NFC South. But let's get into these primetime games. Lions, Rams. Very well could win, be game of the week. And NFC wild card rematch where the Lions won by a point. I think they can very well deliver Matthew Stafford versus his old foes. I think this is going to be a really good game. I'm glad they got this on the schedule, man. I love the primetime games. I really do. Real quick, I just want to give appreciation to Roger Goodell. I mean, Chiefs, Ravens, Packers, Eagles. What are we talking about? Rams and Lions and then Niners, Jets. Probably one of the better primetime slates you'll maybe ever see. But granted, two of these complete blowouts. Who knows? Who knows by the end of it? But on paper, really good primetime slate. But if I had to give you a winner, give me the Lions. Jared Goff, Jahmyr Gibbs, Amon-Ra, St. Brown. Give me those guys, man. But I think this will be a very close game. I think this can go into overtime. Yeah, I think this will be a really great game. Might be the game of the week. And lastly, we got Robert Saleh versus his old guys. Aaron Rodgers versus his childhood team. The Niners and Jets. Give me the Niners. I think the Jets could. I think the Jets will look really good. Gotta hope Nick Bosa does not touch Aaron Rodgers at all. But as long as A-Rod stays healthy this game and Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall show up, this game will stay close. Sauce Gardner will either have the assignment of Brandon Ayuk or Deebo Samuel. You got Quinton Williams in the middle trying to man up, make sure Christian McCaffrey doesn't get nowhere. Gonna really be interested in this game. Gonna tune in. Not a big Monday Night Football guy, really. Most of the games are man. I can't lie, but Manning Castle will have me tune in. I think Bill Belichick will be on there, so I gotta tune in for him, especially with this game we got. Jets, Niners. Gotta give me the Niners on this one. To give a real clear recap of who I got Niners, Lions, Bucks, Cowboys, Broncos, Chargers, Vikings, Panthers, Dolphins, Texans, Bengals, Bears, Falcons, Cardinals, Packers, and of course the Chiefs won tonight. That's my NFL's winner. That's the week one slate. And on Monday, we'll recap that one. But the time is 2:19, guys. I need to take my ass to bed. And I've been talking to you guys for 54 minutes. I want to apologize real quick if you hear the fan in the back. Messed up mic problems or even hear me stuttering. Today, I didn't go off a strip. On Monday, I wrote. It took me a few hours to write a script. But today, since, you know, the Chiefs game just happened, I really didn't need to write a script for that. You know, I felt a free ball in. I felt like tonight really, really well. I think I for sure need to be better without stuttering, stuff like that. But I hope to continue to improve in quality for you guys. So on Monday, expect a recap of college football in the NFL.
We'll talk about some more MLB. Didn't feel like talking about today, as it was only a few day difference from when I last talked to you guys about it. So much, nothing much changed, but yeah, we'll talk about. I'll talk to you guys on Monday about the NFL, college football. We'll look over Monday Night Football. God, I can't believe now in hindsight I just gave you guys my Monday Night Football prediction without Monday Night being played before the next podcast. But forget about that. I'll get into that game a little more in depth on Monday. But expect that on Monday, where I'll get more in depth about the Jets Niners. Recap what happened on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday football wise. Get into the MLB talk.
Anything else that's worth talking about? But nearly an hour today, guys. Way more than I expected. I think I told you guys in the beginning this was going to be quick, but I lied. So once again, I want to apologize if I stuttered, messed up some names, sounded bad. Bear with me. Forgive me. I really hope I can get better at this stuff and improve for you guys, improving quality, man. But in general, guys, I hope you guys have a great weekend. Enjoy football. Enjoy Friday's games. Enjoy Saturday's games. Enjoy Sunday's game. I'll see you guys back on Monday, hopefully at noon. Hopefully this is uploaded on Apple Podcasts. If not, you always got RSS.com. But once again, thank you guys for listening. If you made it this far, thank you for your questions. If you sent them in, like I said, next Thursday, if you want to, send them in at WannaFlow _, and that is not flow with a WFLO _ WNNA for the beginning. But like I said, man, have a great weekend. Enjoy spending with the family. Watch some ball. As always, be great people and love and respect another. Kenny G's out. Live it up. Have a great weekend, guys. See ya Monday. Bye.